Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us today. Just trying to get ready for the big event today. That'll be happening at noon on the Capitol Mall here in Oregon. It's a Thanksgiving meal. And we're going to be a part of that. I hope that you come and join us at noon today so that we can just be thankful together before we go to our Thanksgiving Day meals and have too many people in the house and get thrown in jail or fined by the petty little tyrant, our governor, Kate Brown. Yeah. Hey, what if I told you that there's another way that this election can be decided and immediately? I mean, like, within the time frame that would be needed to throw this election back to Trump. What if I told you there was a completely different way? Would that give you hope? Well, there is. Also, this story today about, the federal judge tossing the Oregon Restaurant Association's lawsuit. What's interesting about that is that the judge totally dismisses the idea that it is unequal application of policy. And it's not based on science, even though the government argued that it was. It isn't. And that's evident by this story in the Oregon Catalyst today about how, there's a study that 3% of COVID infections, this is a study out of Los Angeles County, kind of a big deal, 3% of COVID infections came from restaurants. 7% came from government offices. Now, the reality is in Oregon, virtually no infections have come from these confined spaces in outdoor areas of living. But the judge bought the lie by the government folks and said, it's not that big a deal. It's just temporary. Right. Didn't we hear that before? Seems to me that I remember a lot of, the president, for one, and then governor saying, we're just going to shut down the country and the economy. You got to stay home. Be confined to your home for only 2 weeks. Oh, but you essential businesses like, big box stores, you can stay open. As you marijuana shops can, but you folks in churches, you better not go to church. Remember that? That was only 2 weeks. This judge bought the lie. It's only going to be for 2 weeks. Oh, and she also bought the lie that, the restaurants are still open. They can do takeout, right? They can do delivery, right? Well, not every restaurant can. Not every restaurant is set up that way. And more importantly, the judge absolutely fails to acknowledge that there is this extreme burden on this small group of businesses that scientifically is proven that they are a very small part of all infections. And the judge refuses to acknowledge the economic damage done to them while other businesses are allowed. This is why I hope they appeal this. I truly do, because I think it is the unequal application of the law, which, by the way, is going to be something we're going to talk about here. What if I told you, that there's another way that this election can be decided because of, at least in part, unequal application of the law? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Speaking of emails, let me get to a couple of them that I think is pretty important here. Some interesting things from our listeners. Bill wrote me this email yesterday about what Glenn wrote or called and talked about. What Glenn is saying is true. Again, he does the research, but if people refuse to research what he's saying, then shame on them. Quote, it is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it, unquote. And again, quote, condemnation before investigation is the height of ignorance, unquote. How true. By the way, Lee wrote me an email about conspiracy theory Tuesday, which was yesterday. He said, isn't it interesting that on 11/18, a worldwide Microsoft update was installed and several program features are broken with no fix currently available? I'm sure it's a Dominion plant to prevent any remaining evidence of ballot misconduct. Yeah, who knows? Because actually, that's an interesting story in and of itself. And it relates to everything else we're talking about here. The Gateway Pundit has a story about how the Georgia Secretary of State, which has been accused of being corrupt by both Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell, that he used Dominion's radical leftist Antifa-loving guy, the director of security, PhD Eric Coomer, as a witness for the state to defend these last minute computer changes that were made to 30,000 computers, touchscreen computers, voting machines in Georgia at the last minute, and they were not recertified. In fact, there was a story written about it. And the reason that they weren't recertified was, well, because Eric Coomer said, look, it's just minor. It's no big deal. Okay? Really? Just minor, huh? There's a story about that that's out there. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. So, there's a story on Breitbart. I'm going to ask you this question. Should state attorney generals consider a class action lawsuit against other states for violating the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution because they manipulated the election by passing rules and signing consent decrees without the legislatures in those states' knowledge or consent? Now, why is this important? So, if a Republican attorney general, say, in Alabama, decided that, you know, what we ought to do is we ought to sue in Wisconsin, we ought to sue in Pennsylvania, we ought to sue Michigan and New York and Georgia for unconstitutional acts. So a bunch of Republican attorney generals get together and they sue the other states for violating the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution and also the Guarantee Clause of the Constitution that guarantees, and this is a new argument to me, that guarantees to the state a Republican, small r Republican, form of government. And that's what free and fair elections are about. Now, this came from an interview of a Republican lawmaker, Representative Gary Palmer, who argued that states' attorney generals to consider taking legal action against other states that used either executive or judicial authority, that would be the case in Pennsylvania, to change presidential election rules, and that violates the U.S. Constitution. Palmer is chairman of the House Republican Committee. And he said that a number of these states have violated the Constitution, the federal Constitution, Now, why is this significant? You're saying, all right, well, big deal. No, it ain't a big deal. Because according to this particular representative, the significance of this is that it goes straight to the United States Supreme Court. I quote from the story in Breitbart. Quote, this is why the attorneys generals need to file this as a class action lawsuit. Because when one state sues another state, when I say file for class action, that would be multiple states or individual states like Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee. Their attorney generals getting together and suing Pennsylvania, suing Georgia, suing Michigan, suing Wisconsin, and maybe Nevada, and arguing that those states did harm, Palmer added. Quote, then that lawsuit goes straight to the Supreme Court. When one state sues another, you don't go through this long, drawn-out start with the local federal court, then to circuit court, and then to the Supreme Court. You go straight to the Supreme Court, unquote. So why is that significant? Well, let's take Lynn Wood. By the way, on a story on the Right Scoop, and I'll have all of this up on the show plan on Facebook today, both my Facebook page and the KSLM Facebook page. Lynn Wood says that Sidney Powell is going to file her Dominion lawsuit today. And he vouches for it big time. His lawsuit, by the way, his lawsuit in federal court that got denied by a federal judge is very much alive, and it has been appealed to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. It's not been turned down. This concept that I'm talking about is state attorney generals suing other states. That then goes right to the Supreme Court. That's another avenue by which the U.S. Supreme Court has to rule, has to act, either denying it or ruling on it, in addition to the direction that Rudy Giuliani is going, which is equal protection clause also, but slightly different. What do you think? Should other states, Republican attorney generals, sue these other states that engaged in what can only be described as unconstitutional acts, like the Pennsylvania Supreme Court and the Pennsylvania governor making changes that clearly impacted the Pennsylvania election? Should they do that? Is that another way? Is that another bite at the apple? Shouldn't we try to do all of these things to make sure every legal vote was counted? What do you think? 503-589-1220. Email to jeff@1220.am. Oh, and there's more. We're just getting started.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. It is the day before Thanksgiving. Again, I want to remind you that today at noon, why don't you come down and join us at the fountains at the state capitol, because we have a free Thanksgiving dinner, lunch, for people who don't have any place to go because of Kate Brown's petty tyrant actions, saying, yeah, you can, only six of you in a household from two households, and by golly, if you don't comply, we're going to throw you in jail. Yeah, we're going to fine you $1,250. While you meth addicts, hey, it's okay for you cocaine and meth folks. Hey, $100 fine, no jail time. Yeah, that Kate Brown. Anyway, come and join us at noon. Let's just defy the lockdown, folks. It's our right. I mean, we're protesting, right? I would say so. Today at noon. By the way, also, Freedom Heating and Air can keep your home warm during the cold days that are coming. And we haven't even gotten into winter yet, and it's coming. And you know what? The old furnace is not working. Maybe you ought to replace her. Maybe you ought to get it fixed. They can help you. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net is their website. Check it out. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. They're a great Salem company. Been here a long time because they take care of their customers. Maybe they ought to take care of you. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Now, this idea that Republican states' attorneys generals should sue another state because they acted unconstitutionally is based on the idea that because it's a presidential election, that state's unconstitutional acts have now negatively impacted another state. Nothing new about this, by the way. U.S. Supreme Court has actually ruled a lot on these things. And I'll tell you why. Because there's a thing called the Interstate Commerce Clause. So Oregon denies a permit for, let's say, like this natural gas plant the other day. That was denied after 7 years of permitting. That's going to take natural gas coming from that awful, evil thing called fracking. And it gets piped to the Oregon coast. And it gets turned into LNG. Or it gets to turn into other forms of energy. Which is what this denial was the other day. And it gets shipped offshore. Oh no, the horror of that. Oh, it's carbon. Anyway, a class action lawsuit, one state can sue another state in federal court. In fact, it's happening right now over these and oil train issues, all of that, because some states, like on the left coast, like Oregon and Washington, have denied the ability of another state to market their goods under the Interstate Commerce Clause. There have been rulings of this type in times past. My point is this, is that I think this is a well-founded legal theory. Now, again, the Supreme Court has to say, okay, we'll hear the case. Now, they could dismiss it. But the idea that they're arguing the same thing that Rudy Giuliani is arguing for the Trump campaign is that this is not equal application of the law, the Equal Protection Clause. But this is, it's not only that, but it also argues that it would violate the clause, the guarantee clause. Now, that maybe is a little bit more murky, but my point is that the Supreme Court would have to make a decision because it would go immediately to them. Part of what's at stake here, folks, is the future. Last night, I was, for whatever reasons, I just wasn't interested in watching much in the way of news. I don't know why, except I do know why. I mean, I just went from Newsmax, I went to Fox, and a couple of other places. I just, it's just not doing it for me for some reason. Maybe I wasn't in the mood. Well, I went to YouTube to look for something else. And I happened upon Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Now, many of you know Kenneth Copeland, famed preacher from the South. I didn't know that they have a daily broadcast, a daily news broadcast. So I watched it on YouTube. It was from today. Well, it was from yesterday, actually. And they had a number of what are known as well-known prophets. Evangelical Christian prophets, pastors, primarily Mario Murillo, who is in California and who is defying California lockdown rules by holding crusades. Did you know that? You don't hear that anywhere, do you? But also Hank Kuhneman, who's in, the pastor's a large church in Nebraska, who actually prophesied Amy Coney Barrett's appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court. He prophesied it 4 years ago, and they played it last night. And then also Lance Wallenau. These are well-known prophets who make prophetic proclamations. One of the interesting things last night about that, and there's quite a bit to say about it, but here's the takeaway from it that I got. A point was made by one of them that, you know, we would not know about all of this corruption that is going on, that we believe is going to be exposed in the coming days. We wouldn't know about it if Trump had just won outright and had done his thing. If he had, I mean, he obviously got 10 million more votes, which is astonishing if you think about it, than he got 4 years ago. That's an unbelievable amount of votes. But we wouldn't know about a lot of the corruption and irregularities that are starting to come forward, like in Nevada, like what we learned about in Wisconsin, like Sidney Powell talked about. That, I didn't know about. She said, the Newsmax Saturday, that 35,000 votes in Arizona were added to every Democrat candidate at the beginning of the count. What? All of this comes out in court, we think. 6:30 back in a moment. What?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. It is the day before Thanksgiving, but today at noon on the Capitol Mall at the Fountains. Why don't you come and join us for a great Thanksgiving meal? It's free. You want to throw a few bucks into the plate to help pay for it. We're trying to be a blessing to people like homeless people and other people who don't have a place to go for Thanksgiving. We're doing this as a protest and also a blessing. It's both. Trying to help out our fellow man, but also trying to, send a powerful message to Kate. You know, you're not going to shut us down. Because I don't think it's going to end with Thanksgiving. There are already some people saying, this is probably going to have to last through Christmas. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Like the one I got from Greg. Now, I didn't know this, but apparently Michael Savage is going off the air, calling it quits. I did not know that. Hadn't heard it. And then Jim wrote me an email about snitching on your neighbor, which, you know, could land some of you in jail tomorrow. Anyway, he writes, tantamount to Nazism. But what else would we expect from the left? What happens if you're found out? The last thing I think anyone wants is retaliation from your pissed off neighbors. Thanks, Kate. You have a happy Thanksgiving. Not. Corby writes me an email. It's all conspiracy theory until it happens. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And then, Michael, I will. It's about the Boohoo flu. I'll check it out at my other email address. And we'll see what Michael has to say. Here it is. I said I would send you an email and my senior GPS has misfired. Yeah, senior GPS. Not only does it get you where you're going, but it reminds you why you're there. Anywho, I have more, but this is my tort notice to the state as an attachment. Now I am doing research into the statutes, and there are and is a 14-day regurgitation that the office of the governor has to go through that is related to the county sending notice to the governor that is specific. You should know that Katie the brown bagger is working on a 60-day cycle. 60 or 30. Well, in a bit of hurry, he writes. Okay. An interesting side note to that. And I'll get to Glenn in a moment here. An interesting side note to that is that the... I saw this on Oregon Watchdog earlier. Where is that? Hang on. No, it's not this headline about 13 senators rebuking Governor Brown's lockdown. Golf and COVID-19. That's an Oregon Catalyst article. A remarkable tale of government stupidity. Well, I haven't read that one yet. Just saw that. Now, where is this one? Oh, Klamath County commissioners declined to change their stance on COVID restrictions. That might have something to do with what he's writing about in his email. Michael is. His tort notice. I'll have to check that out. All right, to the phones. We'll go to start with Glenn. Glenn, how are you? What do you have to say today?
Yeah, Jeff, are the paddy wagons going to be lined up there on the other side of the street to round us up?
Well, apparently, at least in some places, I heard that the Eugene Police Department is going to enforce it.
That's what I heard as well. You don't have the queue to the inside to the guys with the cute little hats on that are supposed to protect the governor, are they all going to be driving vehicle large vans today?
Yeah. I just have a strong suspicion that probably not a lot's going to happen here.
The other thing on Larry Klayman about the all the lawsuits, which are manifold and numerous, but you got to remember, and Larry Klayman's pretty brilliant, really, of the lawyers of America, of the ones that really get something done instead of just file stuff and then walk away from the table. He actually gets results. And here was his comeback on all the lawsuits, state to state, within county to state, and all of them, pitching them up to higher courts. And he says what they're doing now, and we've been doing for years, the courts, they're making their own constitution. They're making their own law, like they did when it came to Obamacare. They made their own law up, that one justice, when he said, well, it's a tax. Well, I have toys to sell. If every person, if every child doesn't get one of my toys for Christmas, he's going to go insane. I think it's a mental health thing that the Constitution should include my toys as a mandatory a mandatory item to be sold. So therefore, the Supreme Court must mandate that every child must have my toy because it's a health matter. So, and that would go to one of the agencies of the Department of Health, CDC, if you really wanted to go that far with it. That's how insane it is. So Larry Klayman is saying that even if they bring all of these machines and Dominion, agencies of government were given money to make the machines to do these jobs. And the states paid the money to get them. But when it comes to the Supreme Court, is one of them going to flip and give us a new law and throw all the logical arguments right out the door and say, doesn't make any difference, you guys bought the machines?
Well, so your question is a good one because it really relates back to John Roberts and his incomprehensible Obamacare ruling, right?
That is correct.
Okay, it is, and it was accepted. It was so bad that it was not only panned by, dissented by the Republican conservative, or just the conservative judges on the court, but the left-wing judges on the court also wrote a dissent in essence and disagreed with it, even though they voted with him.
That is correct.
So it is crazy to think
they're thinking, their brains yes. are on a totally different wavelength than any of the justices that used to be sitting there. And that's Larry Klayman's position. All these arguments are going to get us in trouble. The sanity has stopped. And it comes really to not only church, but the state. The state is making its own rules, and many of these churches and pastors are making their own rules. They're not following the law of God. They're following a bunch of Bibles printed in New York City in the avenue of the printing houses. They left the Reformation. They made their own Christian law and changed it. So we have two worlds that are against
the outcome of
us.
That
we have the secular world and the Christian world that have both flipped and are thinking backwards and going backwards in history and going backwards into the future.
Lynn, you're absolutely right. And this is, and thanks for your call. I'm going to move on. You're absolutely right about that. And that was interesting that in my watching of this daily news broadcast from Kenneth Copeland Ministries last night on YouTube, that's one of the things they said. You know, the body of Christ, whether you're evangelical, Catholic, doesn't matter, has let this happen, has let the swamp become the swamp, because we have compromised within ourselves. And frankly, one of the things that they said, and a lot of people have been saying it, a lot of not just prophetic voices, but my own pastor and many others, there's a shaking coming to the church, and there ought to be. If we've allowed this to happen, what the heck is wrong with us? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Dale writes me an email and says, good riddance to Savage. He mocked and sneered off Russ. Ooh. Let's go to Art, who's on the line. Art, good morning. What do you say today?
Good morning, Jeff. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great event today. I'm going to be stuck here. Hopefully getting my sewer work finished up, because I got trenches in my basement and the whole nine yards.
Oh, no.
So lots of fun. But I did want to say that, hey, if these attorney generals can file this suit, because obviously this does affect the different states, I hope they get together and do exactly what the Democratic attorney generals have been doing throughout the Trump campaign, filing lawsuits, you know, concerning everything but the kitchen sink. So I hope that these Republican AGs give the Democrats some of their own medicine. Now, what will the Supreme Court rule? Nobody has an idea, Jeff, because
you're right.
You know, all the stuff going on, I mean, the threats being made to these people and everything, it just, you know, it's ridiculous, and nobody's held accountable, and all the garbage going on in our country is just horrible. But we got to keep praying and hope that throwing things up against the wall, something's going to stick, so justice can be served.
Amen, brother. Well said. Have a great Thanksgiving if I don't get to talk to you tomorrow. I am broadcasting live tomorrow, however, on Thanksgiving Day, so don't miss it. J.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, friends, we are back. Great to have you with us. Last segment for today, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, speaking of emails, Tim, thanks for the great article on why Trump will win from Front Page Mag. It's about Sidney Powell, folks. She is supposed to unleash the Kraken today. According to Lynn Wood, she is going to file a federal lawsuit in Georgia. Dominion, other things, supposedly. Lynn Wood says he's seen the evidence. It is very, very strong. Now, this article in Front Page Mag, and I will add it into the show plan. I just saw it. It elicits all of the various things that she has already said. Now, she filed a lawsuit in Georgia, today, apparently. This says it's filed today. That's interesting. Didn't know. Well, of course, they are 3 hours ahead of us, so I suppose so. At any rate, it's going to be interesting to see what actual evidence she in fact has. When she said she was going to release the Kraken, she's going to release the Kraken. But it has to be compelling enough to shake the very foundations of what's been going on here. Back to the phones, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to Conrad. Conrad, good morning. What do you say today?
Good morning, Jeff. Things have changed quite a bit since I last called in. I think it was just a couple of days after the election. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the hunt has gone on in a lot of different directions. So I think the truth is going to come out here pretty close, pretty soon. But anyway, I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and also a Merry Christmas, because in my world, Christmas season begins at Thanksgiving. But also I'd like to mention the Epoch Times newspaper. I've subscribed to it probably for about 6 months now. I get a paper edition in the mail. And it is the most informative thing. And it is so current to what's happening even here in Oregon. And there have been articles in there about Oregon. And also, it's very important to continually keep learning. I learned this first as a Christian, but then, you know, I soon was putting it into practice in other realms. And somebody that I discovered here recently is a man named Jordan Peterson.
And I've heard of him.
Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, he's from Canada. Have you heard of him, Jeff?
Yes, I have.
I just really love what he has to say, how the postmodern society has no answers for anybody. Their main motivation is envy and resentment, and so they fall back on their Marxist foundation. And I think that he has helped me clarify my thinking about what's going on here, you know, right now. So anyway, that's all I had to say. I'll let somebody else get on the air if there's time. And
all right,
I just really
Conrad,
appreciate
thank
this
you.
Show.
Yeah, I believe he has a number of YouTube videos up there. And I think that's, you know, again, there's lots of, I think, words being spoken supernaturally to people like him and to prophets about this. Not only this election, folks, this is one of the other things that when I was watching the Kenneth Copeland daily news show and listening to these other prophets yesterday, I also saw another video. It was live yesterday from Wisconsin, and it was a prophet, Dutch Sheets, and he was at a visiting church with he and a team, and both of these programs talked about something that I think is profound, and it's simply this. This isn't just about Donald Trump, folks. He is just the instrument. This is about the future of America and, in large measure, the future of liberty. The liberty that guarantees to you and I the right to have these conversations, for pastors to preach from the pulpit, to say things on YouTube or other mediums that are guaranteed by the First Amendment. That's really what this is about, because all of that is in danger. And all you have to look is just read some of the crazy, nutty things being said by the left about what they intend to do about our free speech. Throwing us in prison, deprogramming, literally throwing us in prison. Yes, some have suggested that. In fact, I saw some Antifa idiot saying that they are armed and they're going to start shutting if Trump doesn't resign from office. Well, not resigned, I think. Concede the election. By Sunday, they're going to start shutting down freeways. Good luck with that. That's what's at stake, folks. Everything you care about for the future of your family, so forth, is at stake. I want to remind you also that your personal well-being is an important thing you got to take care of, right? I mean, there's a pain stick. This is the pain stick from ProBioscience that I have been talking about that I just love. If you go to their website, pro-bioscience.com, you can read about the pain sticks. That's what they are. And you just go to topicals. This stuff just works amazingly well. Pro-bioscience.com. And by the way, did you know they have a special 30% off the entire product line on Black Friday? No kidding. Go to their website. Check it out. Pro-bioscience.com. Rich writes me an email, says, well, Bite Me is putting back the old Obama Crime Foundation with Hillary, et cetera. So if they get in, it's back to bribes and blackmail. And his crime foundation will be giving monies back to Iran. Iran will be turning around and giving the money to the Democrat Communist Party. My wife and I have been trying for 30 years to get people to wake up to the direction we are moving. Like many others, including you, it seems like it falls on deaf ears. Well, we are here. So everyone, bring out your Trump signs and show your support. And call the various government offices and say, we want recounts. Have a great Thanksgiving. You're right. We want recounts also. Lee writes me an email. A message from the Democratic Party, taken from my imagination, he writes. We want to congratulate you for your hard work keeping the pressure on the right. Due to the circumstances that we're fighting, we will continue to increase COVID restrictions throughout the year, increase the protests on the ground and in the media. Stay strong. When we fully take the White House in January, we'll roll out the solutions to the current problems. Yeah, right. Keep the faith, friends. Keep believing. Keep praying. Keep being active. Do something. Join us today at noon on the Capitol Mall for Thanksgiving dinner. Stacey Ann's up next with Good Morning Salem.